This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Vincent M. Sage, Vincent, middle initial M, last name Saj. Date of birth 04/01/1995. Date of appointment September 4, 2025. Requesting physician James Hopper, JAMESHOPPERPA. Dear James Hopper, I have the pleasure of seeing Vincent Sage today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 30-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. As per the patient, he's tested positive for gene metastatic recurrent pheochromocytoma and paraganglioma of the brain or neck, because his maternal grandmother died of that. Last Wednesday, he was on the stage singing and suddenly developed pain on the back of the head and neck. Sharp pain lasted about 2 minutes and then it continued as a mild pain. Still he is having pain, but pain comes and goes. During night time pain is worse. Sometimes dull and throbbing, pulsating with nausea, no vomiting, no photophobia, no phonophobia, no dizziness. Sometimes confusion. Still having mild pain, Tylenol and ibuprofen helps. He went to the emergency room yesterday. CT of the head and negative CT of the soft tissues of the neck shows mild subcutaneous fat stranding the posterior neck, non-specific edema, contusion or cellulitis. He had a spinal tap also done, which was negative. Patient become confused with headache. Past medical history. Gene tested positive for metastatic recurrent pheochromocytoma and paraganglioma of the brain and neck, asthma, past surgical history, appendectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Tylenol, ibuprofen, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, he's a construction worker, he's single, lives with a girlfriend, have no children, family history, mother alive, who is also positive gene for pheochromocytoma and paraganglioma. Father alive and healthy, one sister alive and healthy, two brother, one also positive for the same gene. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that he is having headache, confusion, anxiety, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next, upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveals presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 30-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1. Positive gene for metastatic pheochromocytoma and paraganglioma of the brain and neck. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the MRI of the brain and MRI of the C-spine with and without contrast. I would like to start Mobic 7.5 mg PO daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.